were also the mainstay of their communities. They would be the people in the projects who were looking out the windows, looking out at other people's children, seeing what's going on, sort of monitoring the community in some sense. We've taken that away. I mean, what we have done with this emphasis on everybody in the workforce.
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Hello, yes, you are listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm very sorry to have cut off that last program, but seeing as how I'm only here once a month, I just sort of had to. I'm going to start the show off with The Crabs.
Should have melted. TV has more channels than I need my guitar, has fewer strings by for your enemies. For your enemies, what kind of disease makes you stay? Your friends for your to be.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is the monthly edition of And Sometimes Why, playing lots of indie girl stuff and various others in between. That was just Immaculate Machine, Canadian band, and the song Blinding Light from their album Fables. It's a really pretty song, and it's also the name of a fantastic art venue that used to exist in Vancouver. So why, what better reason than to play that song? It's on Mint Records, another good reason. Before that was Lavender Diamond from the CD Imagine Our Love, and hopefully you're not sick of them yet, because I do tend to play them a lot, but then again, I'm only on once a month, so can you blame me? She has an amazing voice, as was showcased in that song. Almost verging on top 40 the way she uses her voice, don't you think? But I'm not complaining. Anyway, that was Bring Me a Song. It's on Matador Records. They were in town sometime recently. It was a good show. And before Lavender Diamond was D Plus. Actually, it was a little double bill of brothers. D Plus from their new album Mistake. And I'm guessing it's on K Records. But I can't really tell. And that was the first song and the title track off of that CD. And that, if you probably already know, features D Plus features Brett Lunsford, formerly of Beat Happening, the lesser of the famous guys from Beat Happening. And starting off the show is the Crabs. Brett's brother John is in the Crabs, and that's off of Sand and Sea, which for some reason has made it onto our playlist. Playlist, of course, means things are supposed to be about 6 months or newer. This album came out in 1999, but it's on playlist, so I'm going to play it. Snow in Summertime was the name of that song, and it sort of goes out to my good friend Jenny in London, England, who couldn't really think of something to request but wanted something summery, so of course I decided to play Snow in Summertime. It's a nice song, though. Anyway, it's 10 minutes until 7 o'clock here, and I will be on the air until 8 o'clock, so if you have a summery song you'd like to request that fits in with the format, please give me a call, 604-822-2487. And in the meantime, I'm just going to continue on with hopefully a more upbeat set than what I usually do. But we will see, won't we?
Well, I woke up this morning and I made a resolution. I said, I'm never going to sing another sad song again. I decided I'd admit it. I am not an intellectual. Though the words, they never come easy unless I'm singing them. And the hills that I was born in will never leave me, no matter how hard I try. And then my brother was murdered while my father was in prison. And the girl that I sometimes loved up and moved away. And my body filled up with blackness, and the darkness had wanted to drown me. And I heard my father's footsteps catching up to me. And he took me by the shoulders and he said, son, my hands are strong, but I hope you have the strength to shake us free. Shake us free, boy. Shake us free, my son. You better shake us free. We'll be right back. Chicago in the springtime, and the rain outside that's falling sounds just like popcorn. But before I open my eyes, I think I make this resolution. No, I'm never gonna sing another sad song for as long as I live. And the light coming through the windows is making everything glow. And he took me by the shoulders and he said, son, my hands are strong, but I hope you have the strength. Shake us free, shake us free, shake us free, my son. I made a resolution, I made a resolution, I made a resolution, I made a
someday you say you're gonna leave this shell and wander in and out of the day. A ghost of forgotten guilt and forgotten pain is what the lonely say. We'll be right back.
T-shirts, well-mannered cardigans, pants, jackets, and underwear.
The Friends of CITR card scores you discounts at Antisocial, Berku's Angels, and Hits Boutique.
Uzbekistan Prints or Rajasthan Colors.
Support CITR Radio and pick up your card today.
You're listening to On Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. My voice is tired. You just heard Blair from an EP called Pluto. At first I thought the band was named Pluto, but we all remember Pluto, and Pluto isn't around anymore. That was the song Half Moon, and if you want more information, because I couldn't seem to find any, you can go to her MySpace page, which is www.myspace.com/musicblair, spelled B-L-A-I-R. And before that was Parlor Steps, local band from the CD Ambiguoso, and the song What the Lonely Say. And I believe they've just returned from a cross-Canada tour, East Coast tour. And before that was Architecture in Helsinki, which I'm not sure if I've played on the show before. I've been meaning to. Maybe I have. Losing my mind. This is from an EP of remixes of Heart It Races, and although you heard the single version, and it's on Polyvinyl Records. And starting off the set was Seawolf from actually another EP. I guess that's just the theme of the set. And it's called Get to the River Before It Runs Too Low. And you heard the song I Made a Resolution. It's on Danger Bird Records out of LA. As I mentioned, I'm here till 8. Feel free to call if you would like, 604-822-2487. Coming up right now is some more summery music, perhaps, starting off with Mary Timoney Band.
Thank you. drawn. My face is drawn on with this number two pencil. Your face is drawn. Your face is drawn from drawing words right from my lips. Red. My face is red from reading your red lips. My hands are red. My hands are red from sealing your red lips.
Fly the gray sky with fire rose. Gray sky with fire roads to ride.
Listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. I guess I brought it down a bit, eh? Well, you can't be happy and upbeat forever. That was just Suzanne Langille. I actually realized I don't know how to pronounce her last name. It's off of a compilation CD called, well, actually, I don't know. I think it's called SC100, which is Secretly Canadians' 100th release, and as they put it, 18 secretly Canadian artists defiling each other's songs, but doing a very nice job of it, if that's possible. Suzanne sang Structure Necessity, which is actually a Songs Ohio song from the album Impala. And it goes down the list very cleverly, each person covering the person above them on the CD. So the next group on the CD is Early Day Miners, and they're covering one of her songs with Lauren Mazakine Connors from The Enchanted Forest. And you know what? Even though I love Secretly Canadian as a label, they don't have a lot of women on there. I played the only woman, pretty much. There's a few scattered throughout in bands, but it's not really the same thing. Anyway, before that was St. Vincent from her CD Marry Me, and the first I heard of her was someone who had gone to the Bjork show here and said she opened and was great. And here is a CD which isn't even released yet. What do you know? It's on Beggar's Banquet. The album is called Marry Me, and you heard the song Your Lips Are Red. And she's another one of those fairly brilliant young singer-songwriters, 23 years old, Annie Clark. She is the guitarist in the Polyphonic Spree and in Sufjan Stevens' touring band, but she has a CD full of solo stuff, and it's very, very eclectic, very interesting. Anyway, before St. Vincent was the all-girl summer fun band, thought I would drag that out of the archives, just because it's very summery today, very hot. And you heard the song Daydreaming, which hopefully a lot of you will be able to do this summer on hot, lazy days. And that's off of their album called Two, which was released 4 years ago. And starting off the set was the Mary Timoney Band from her CD, The Shapes We Make, recently released on Kill Rock Stars. And you heard the song Summer's Fawn, not extremely summery in the lyrics, but what can you do? And but very reminiscent of old Helium stuff, that particular song, in my humble opinion. Anyway, coming up next is an all-Canadian... No, what am I talking about? A lot of local stuff in the next set, but not all. Starting off with Lightning Dust.
Thank you. We have one more song, and it's an old song that we put out on our first album, which we put out ourselves in 1986, and we did this song at our first show opening for DOA at, we're from Vancouver, and we opened for them at the Smiling Buddha, which no longer exists, in 1985. It's called Beaten Down.
Ew. Know what it's like to be beaten down. You all feel that, yeah, you know what it's like to be beaten down. Down, down, down. You used to be cool, man, cool. You know what it's like to be beaten down. Well, when you're 22, but we all grow up to be beaten down, be beaten down. Well, maybe some of us will, and maybe some of us won't all grow up to be beaten down, be beaten down, 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 down. Try, yeah, you all bailed out. You know what it's like to be beaten down, be beaten down. You used to be cool, man, cool. You know what it's like to be beaten down, be beaten down. Oh, yeah, you fight the system. Well, when you're 22, but we all grow up to be beaten down, be beaten down, 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 down. Well, maybe some of us will, and maybe some of us won't all grow up to be beaten down. Down, 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 down.
All right, thanks a lot. Good night.
Thank you. throws a twig at me. All the time my heart swelled with anticipation, but the place it was empty. Oh, the place it was empty. And if you take the old is worse, and if you take the new is worse, you'll find love. And if you take the old is songs, and if you take the new is songs, you'll find love.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in then?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the July edition of And Sometimes Why. You just heard an almost all CanCon set. At the end there was Chet, which I believe are based in Victoria. And the album Fight Against Darkness and the song The Shepherd. And they actually, I didn't plan it, them following Low, but they did open for Low at one of their recent shows. And that's all I have to say. Except for that, before that was Low, from Drums and Guns, their latest CD. And I apologize for cutting off that song at the beginning, but the thing is that I started to play Dust on the Window, and I played that last month, and I didn't mean to play that again this month. So, as is what happens occasionally when mistakes are made, I wasn't sure what to do, and I just decided, you know what, I only do this show once a month, so I'm going to play the song I wanted to play, which was Dragonfly. And maybe you didn't even notice, and I've just put my foot in my mouth, but what can you do? Before Low was Mechanormal, one of the best local bands around, and that was a live version of Beaten Down, which, as Gene Smith mentioned, they performed way back in the 80s when they opened for DOA. And that's off of a compilation called What the Heck Fest 2007. And I believe this compilation is a promotional CD for the upcoming What the Heck Fest, which happens in Anacortes, Washington, July 19th to 22nd. And it's a bunch, a lot of really great indie bands, and all coming together at in a small town, Anacortes. And if you want the full schedule, you can go to www.whattheheckfest.com. Although, just so you know, festival passes are sold out already. Some of the bands performing include Dub Narcotic, D+, who you heard earlier this evening, Mechanormal, who you just heard. Besides Dub Narcotic, Calvin Johnson is also doing a solo set, The Blow, Little Wings, Tender Forever, some great bands, The Crabs, who I didn't even know were still playing, Mount Eerie, and on the Sunday night, the last night, Too Bad Catholics are performing, and they are from Vancouver. So, perhaps you should consider taking a holiday in a couple weeks. And speaking of Too Bad Catholics, they're actually playing this Friday night at the Main with Addicts and Sellers, in case you are interested. And there's tons of stuff going on this month. I suggest that you just pick up a local paper and check it all out. There's tons of festivals, and, you know, the day is longer. Just get out and stay out. It's 12 minutes until 8 o'clock, so I'm not here for much longer, but I would like to play for you... Oh, I forgot to mention, before Mechanormal was Lightning Dust, starting off that set. I'm so silly. That's from their self-titled CD, just released, and it's on Jaguar Records. They are Amber Weber and Joshua Wells, who are also in Black Mountain, local musicians, and they've put out the CD, which you heard, Castles and Caves. It sounds like a really, really great CD. Okay, anyway, as I was saying, I'm going to try and not talk now because I'd like to play for you Miranda July from her CD, that the Benet Simon Test, which, I don't know, came out a long time ago. She doesn't, as far as I know, she doesn't put out CDs anymore. This isn't her first CD, but I don't know where the other one is at the moment. So I'm going to play the Co-Star off of this, and it's in celebration, a little small and sometimes why celebration, of her book being released. It's called No One Belongs Here More Than You, and it just came out a couple months ago. And thank you so much to both Jenny and Alia for sending me Miranda July stuff. I do encourage you to go out and buy it because it's excellent. And this may or may not convince you to go get it because her performances are different. But anyway, no more talking. Miranda July.
To hurt you, not you. You were just sitting there, so perfect, like you were on TV or something. I guess I just wanted to be on TV too. You know, like co-star or something. Shit, I don't know. together and jumped off, we could fly. Yeah. If we were holding hands, sure, that's our style, baby. Fly. What? You don't think we could? See, that's your problem, baby. You don't have any faith.
We will save you. We're right behind you. Blink if you can hear us. There is a pin on the floor located next to your right foot. Pick it up casually. Put it in your left coat pocket. This pin contains 50 milligrams Cetic Neurosonia. Blink if you understand this. Cetic Neurosonia is a compound designed to neutralize cell.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to show you something, and I want you to look at it very carefully. Okay? Okay. Now shut your eyes. Shut your eyes. Okay. Now open them. What do you think of that? You think that's dirty? You ever looked at this magazine before? You know what magazine this is? What about this picture right here? You think that's dirty? Yes, no? No? You don't think that's dirty? Okay. All right. What about
this window? Casually, you will see a black car parked behind a blue van. The black car is not a real car. It is a rubber decoy car. We repeat, the black car is not a real car. Blink if you understand this. The blue van contains a small helicopter.
How does it fit your age? Hey, look at me. Look over here. What are you looking out there for? There's nothing out there. Look right here. Look into my eyes. What do you see there? Huh? What do you see? I can't hear you. One more time, baby. A little bit louder. Yeah, love! And it's all for you. Don't you ever forget it. Are you crying? Oh, I thought you were crying.
Touch the hair on the left side of your head casually. You will notice that the strands are made of fiber optic wire filaments. We repeat, your hair is not your real hair. Blink if you understand this. The fiber optic filaments are connected to a central receptor located under your scalp. We repeat, your brain is not your real brain. Blink if you understand this. The central receptor is a satellite.
We, you and me, are having a conversation here, so I would appreciate it if you would sit down. Thank you. Now, I know they tell you that you'll get over it, but I am telling you, you will never get over it, baby. That's the beauty of it. You have been shot in the heart. Yeah. And there will always be a bullet in there. That's how I know I can trust
you. You must detonate the central receptor. Remove the pen from your left coat pocket casually. Remove the cap carefully. You will notice that the point of the pen is a hypodermic needle. To release the Cetic Neurosonia into the central receptor, you must penetrate the scalp. You will do this by scratching your head with the pen point casually, in an absent-minded fashion.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, that bullet will be inside of you. And like maybe one day, you'll be far away from here, from me. You'll be like maybe on a yacht or something. You know, like those parties on yachts.
Insert the hypodermic needle into your scalp casually, in an absent-minded fashion. Insert the hypodermic needle into your scalp. Blink if you understand this.
There'll be music. Lots of people laughing. You'll be dancing. You'll be beautiful. Of course you will. But suddenly, all of a sudden, I'm so sorry. But the music's too loud. Of course it is. And you don't feel like dancing anymore. Of course you don't. You have been shot in the heart. You don't feel like dancing. You've been shot in the heart. And there will a bullet in there.
Okay, hello, I'm Tim Gaines, Stereolab, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
So that just about concludes And Sometimes Why for July. You heard The Co-Star by Miranda July, as I mentioned. Oh my goodness, and isn't it just perfect? Her name is Miranda July. Anyway, as I mentioned, I would encourage you all to go out and buy her book and read some of her stuff because it's fairly brilliant. And I suppose I should wish you a happy summer and tell you not to go anywhere because at 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis begins with your lovely host, Val Cormier. I'm going to leave you with Tin Cup Prophet from Liar and the Thief and 80 Days. You will hear from me in August. Actually, probably not the first Wednesday in August, maybe the second or third week. I'm sure Anita B will keep you up to date on what's going on. Good night.
You can't.